So my grandmother, Jean Peters, my mother's mother, and my mom is here tonight. Hi, Mom. Mom, you're in Baltimore, and it's the year 2011. No, I'm kidding. She's with it. My grandmother, Jean Peters, was a horse race betting, poker playing, vodka drinking, straight up warm woman who wore tennis shoes. And from the time that I was 7 until I was 12, every summer I went to summer day camp. And my grandmother would meet me after day camp at the bus stop, and she always had with her a carton of chocolate milk and a Twinkie. And me being of, shall we say, ample size and of a strong appetite, devoured both of those things down within about a minute after coming off of the bus. And on our walk back to her efficiency apartment in Silver Spring, Maryland, I always bothered her. And I said, can we, you know, get something else? And she would bring me in, and she would indulge me, and she would let me get one more treat, whatever I liked, as long as I didn't tell my mother. Now, back at her apartment, she would play games with me, and primarily one of the games that she enjoyed playing with me and teaching me was poker. Five-card draw and seven-card stud were her games, and she had a little pocket purse of pennies or matches or sometimes even candy that we would play for. And of course, I didn't have a clue about what to play. Now, you would think a Jewish grandmother would let her 7-year-old grandson win every once in a while? In no way would this happen. She was cutthroat when it came to the game of poker, and I specifically remember her telling me, Joshy, the only way that you can play is if you have an ace in your hand. Remember that for later. Now, something else you need to know about my grandmother is that she had a Brooklyn Yiddish accent that was almost infectious. It didn't matter who you were or where you were from. All you had to do was spend a little bit of time with her, and sure enough, you were going to have that accent. My friend from summer camp, and I am not making this up, his name is Christian. He spent an afternoon with me and Grandma playing at the playground close to the bus stop. And the very next day at summer camp, he turns to me and he says, Josh, what are you, Meshuggah? Now, later on in my life, when I was about 20 years old, my grandmother, at the age of 82, developed a case of age-onset depression. And this was very scary to me. I remember it affecting me so because it was the first time in my life when I saw such a radical change in someone that I loved so much. I remember thinking, what is going on here? What is happening? I couldn't believe my eyes. Here, the woman that would kid me and chide me, she would say things like, are you a guy wise or a wise guy? Things like that. And here she was now rambling about dying and death. It was frightening to me. Now, I had already moved out of the house, but my mother, God bless her, was a pit bull. She would not sit back and let this happen. She moved my grandmother into her house. She called every social service agency in the entire county. She enrolled her in adult daycare. She got her to a geriatric psychiatrist and got her the treatment that she needed. Now, it took about 9 months to a year, but after a year's time, my old grandma started coming back. We joke about it in our family, but we all knew that grandma had made a recovery when we took her to the doctor and the doctor asked her, "So tell me, Mrs. Peters, when did you go through menopause?" My grandmother sits back and she thinks about it and she says, "Menopause? Honey, I can't remember what I had for dinner last night. How am I supposed to know when I had menopause?" Now, we move my grandmother into an assisted living facility. And on that move, my mother decided to buy her a new television set. Now, this is comedy galore. Watching my mother try to explain how to use the remote control for this new TV, I sat back and watched for about 20 minutes. Then I stepped in and took over. Because with my grandmother, the trick was, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. My mother was busily getting more and more frustrated, trying to explain this to her. Finally, when I took over, I said, "Look, you press this button, you press that button, it changes the channel up, it changes the channel down. That's it." My grandmother smiled. She was able to work the television after 5 minutes of instruction. That night, my mother asked me, "What did you say to her to get her to understand?" I told her. My mom threw up her hands in frustration and she said, "That's what I said." Now, when my grandmother turned 85, we took her to Pimlico Racetrack, one of her favorite places. Now, that day, I picked 5 out of 6 winners. And every winner that I hit, I gave my grandmother the ticket to cash in, because cashing was her favorite activity. At the end of the day, my grandmother turns to me, my mother, my stepfather, and my uncle and says, "You know something, Joshua? I think you should quit college and bet on the horses full time." We all bursted out laughing, and I could see in my grandmother's face at first, I think she was serious. Very soon, she realized how outrageous that statement was. Now, as a postscript to my story, in 2008, I did end up placing 7th place in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I will tell you that every time I played a big hand, I always had an ace. So thank you, Grandma, for the poker tip. It came in very handy. Thank you.